At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Sandra Birchmore, the 23-year-old young woman who was found dead in her laundry room. Initially, it was ruled a suicide, despite her being very excited about having a child and really no signs of suicide. But it was ruled a suicide, and now it's been ruled a homicide, and the fingers are pointing at police officer Matthew Farwell as the culprit. Joining us to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. This is a very, very twisted one, because it's not just the story starts and ends there of him having an affair with a 23-year-old. It starts with him grooming her at the age of 12 in the Police Explorers program. At 15, they're having sex, and eventually the story is she wanted to have a baby. He agreed. And then that would hopefully make her stop talking or not talk about this to anyone. And, well, that obviously didn't end very well. Very twisted story. Let's start this one from a defense standpoint. This is a pretty damning case with a lot of evidence, texts, other people possibly involved here, including his brother and the head of the Explorer program. How do you go about defending something like this with so much against you at the get-go?
Yeah, I mean, clearly from the outset that the evidence looks problematic, and it likely is. But there are some potential avenues to explore on defense. There could be this sort of narrative that, hey, he engaged in some questionable conduct, but that doesn't mean he's a murderer. And my understanding is there's not a ton of forensic evidence, not a ton of forensic investigation that was done on the alleged victim, because they thought it was a suicide. And so that may work to the defendant's advantage, at least on the murder charge.
But when they look back on this, I mean, there's a lot of questions about the medical examiner in this, of how did this thing get ruled a suicide? Because it doesn't really appear that it was a suicide. That to me, I mean, that seems to be like where everything shifts. I mean, that medical examiner has an incredible amount of power. It's not necessarily just a police officer trying to push a narrative this way or that way. If you can get the medical examiner to side with you and rule it the way you want it to go, you can pretty much go scot-free, which he did for several years. Is that an area that needs some examination on the examiner themselves, as determining how they got to this conclusion?
Yeah, Tony, I think so. You know, the medical examiner has a pivotal role. Like you said, whether a case goes forward or not could hinge on their opinion. And let's be clear, it's not like an exact science. It's not like we're talking about chemistry, mm-hmm. where we're talking about a person perceiving injuries and then, you know, checking out their experience and drawing their own conclusions. But sometimes they get it wrong. And it's important to have peer review. It's important to have a second look at it. And that second look here made all the difference.
Do we ever see medical examiners, you know, charged with anything? I mean, another case that comes to mind is the Ellen Greenberg case, where clearly it wasn't a suicide. Initially it wasn't even ruled a suicide. It was initially homicide, then suicide. And that medical examiner's out there living life, doing stuff, but it's like all this went downhill because of that one choice, or was pushed into that choice. We don't know exactly what happened there, but it seems like this is an individual that, you know, can be influenced, can be bribed. I don't know if that happened or not, but can be influenced. And there's not a lot of consequences that I've seen in most cases for that individual who seems to be, you know, the choose your own adventure, go to this page or that page. And they're the page.
Yeah, it's a solid point, Tony. I haven't seen any such charges for medical examiners either, even when their opinion seems to be inconsistent with reason, inconsistent mm-hmm. with everything that everyone else has seen. They just say, "What in the world? How could you draw that conclusion?"
Yeah.
You know, is there a potential charge for obstructing an investigation? Is there a possibility of some criminal responsibility for these really inaccurate opinions that ruin these cases at times? I haven't seen it.
It's and there's other people involved here allegedly in this. I mean, so it kind of, I guess, sets it up as more of an ecosystem of bad behavior, or just flat out criminal behavior. And we often hear the term, you know, protecting the blue and this or that. How about we just protect the truth and stop trying to protect other people of the same profession? If they're shitty, they're shitty. That's what it comes down to. We have accusations here that his twin brother was involved in this, allegedly sending inappropriate texts back and forth with her when she was underage, and even possibly the head of the Explorer program as well. So a lot of people all kind of coming together for the cause of, well, let's basically pass around a child for horrible, horrible pedophilia purposes. Those two people are free, by the way, right now. There's no charges against them. They have stepped down from their jobs in law enforcement, thank God. But, number one, why don't we have charges against these other people if there's these accusations that are flying around? Do they just not have the evidence yet? Or are they, you know, being protected as well in some way, shape, or form still?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say at this juncture. It would seem that based on the evidence that we're aware of, that the public is aware of, there likely would be enough to go after these folks. It's starting to feel kind of like a conspiracy vibe, like they're all sort of working in concert together. They know what they're doing is wrong. They're trying to shield one another. They're probably taking measures to cover up some of the misdeeds that took place. And so I would expect potential charges, especially when we're talking about sexually inappropriate contact with a minor. There's usually no statute of limitations for that, or in states where there are, it's decades. And so I would think that the charges would be a reasonable likelihood in this case.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.